At Hilton Hall long years ago, there lived a brownie. That was the contrariest brownie you ever knew. At night, after the servants had gone to bed, it would turn everything topsy-turvy, put sugar in the salt cellars, pepper into the beer, and was up to all kinds of pranks. It would throw the chairs down, put tables on their backs, rake out fires, and do as much mischief as could be. But sometimes it would be in a good temper. And then, what's a brownie, you say? Oh, it's a kind of a sort of bogle, but it is not so cruel as a red cap. What? You don't know what's a bogle or a red cap? Oh me, what's the world coming to? Of course, a brownie is a funny little thing. Half man, half goblin, with pointed ears and hairy height. When you bury a treasure, you scatter over the blood drops of a newly slain kid or lamb, or better still, bury the animal with the treasure, and brownie will watch it for you and frighten everybody else away. Where was I? Well, as it was the same, the brownie at Hilton Hall would play at mischief. But if the servants laid out food a bowl of cream or a knuckle cake spread with honey, it would clear away things for them and make everybody tidy in the kitchen. One night, however, when the servants had stopped a plate, they heard a noise in the kitchen and peeping in. So the brownie swinging to and fro on the jack chain and saying,
"Voice me! Voice me, the acorn's not yet fallen from the tree, that's to grow to the wood, that's to make to the cradle, that's to rock to the band, that's to grow to the man, that's to lay me. Voice me, voice me."
So they took pity on the poor brownie and asked the nearest hen wife what they should do to send it away.
"That is enough,"
said the hen wife, and told them that the brownie that's paid for its service, in aught that's not perishable, goes away at once. So they made a cloak of Lincoln green with a hood to it, and put it by the hearth, and watched. They saw the brownie come up, and seeing the hooden cloak, put them on the frisk about, dancing one leg, and saying,
"I've taken your cloak, I've taken your hood, that scout lad of Hilton will do no more good."
And with that it vanished, and was never seen or heard of afterwards.